Well, hello, and welcome to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll be talking about some golf-related stuff today. I'll be talking about availability in my next special event and something else involving pace of play. Major League Baseball seems to have figured this out. Even the Red Sox, in a home game on Sunday, played in under 2 hours. And obviously, many of the Rays games have been flying along for those of you in the Tampa Bay area. Let me tell you, a night at Pin Chasers generally flies along for me. Pin Chasers is Tampa Bay's best place to enjoy bowling, food, and fun. To make it even easier to have fun, download the Pin Chasers Extra app to make reservations, order food, track your scores, and earn cash back on every purchase. You get 10% back every time you visit. For more information, go to pinchasers.net and start having fun. Three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. The Veterans location on Hillsborough Avenue, just north of Tampa International Airport. The Midtown location on Armenia. And the third location in Zephyr Hills. Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm. Full service can mean divorce. Full service can mean family law. Full service can mean child support adjustment. If you have any legal need and want to know if their definition of full service is your definition of full service, a free consult will solve that question. 844-4BLG-4ME or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. They are longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. As is Bill Curry Ford. 18 months ago now, I traded in a 2014 Ford for a 2018 Ford. I went from 100,000 miles to 40,000 miles. I sat in front of the general manager and did the deal directly with him. If you would like that experience as well, because it is Sean Sullivan's primary job, in addition to being a podcaster for JoeBucksFan.com and a supporter and player in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League, to sell automobiles. He would like to sell one to you, whether it is new or pre-owned. Yes, you can get in front of the GM to do this. This isn't a special perk for me. You can do that by contacting Grace Thomas at Bill Curry Ford and asking to book an appointment to talk to Sean Sullivan and have this car buying experience. If you have any trouble getting hold of Grace, you email me at the email I give you in this podcast. I will reach out to Grace. I will book you a time and you will work with Sean Sullivan directly on a new or pre-owned vehicle, whether you have a trade or not. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. Remember, for you JoeBucksFan.com listeners, I do appreciate you listening, whether you like or dislike, but why are you posting on a frickin' message board? We've had this conversation before. In the words of Serrano from Major League, bring that shit to me. You want to bring something up you like or don't like? Put your name on it. Put it on an email you own. Send it to me. I will respond, and I will respond in much more of an amicable sense, because you actually took time to do that, rather than a cowardly message board. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. My email for golf purposes, and this will apply to much of this email, is toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Let me get right into it. Somehow, I'm about to host my 42nd golf event. The quick backstory is, in October of 2015, I decided to host my own golf tournament because I had played in dozens of golf tournaments in the previous few years. And as much as I enjoyed them, there were things I looked at that I didn't like and thought I might be able to do better. Let's see if I can do this. It was a golf tournament in the morning, followed by a Bucks Redskins watch party at 1 o'clock at a Leroy Selman's restaurant that at that time existed in Carrollwood, not far from the golf course. It went great, and so many people had a good time, they asked me when was the next one, so I felt obligated to do another one. Then that happened again and again, and here we are 8 years later, and I'm hosting my 42nd event, proudly hosting, at one of my favorite golf courses in the greater Tampa Bay area, Lake Jovita's North Course. This is a limited field special event. We are playing a two-person scramble. It is open to men, women, all skill levels. I will have ladies' tees, senior tees, 60 and older. Move up a tee box. We're going to talk about that in a moment. And we're going to play at 1 p.m. on May 15th at Lake Jovita. And let me stop there. I recently posted about this on Facebook to promote the tournament, and I found it interesting that a handful of people responded to reading the post by asking me if I had the date right. Those of you listening to this podcast know I don't make mistakes like that. I know when the date of my tournament is. So I didn't respond to that. The post is the post. And the ironic part to me was, so they read the date and questioned it, and then didn't bother to read the last sentence, which clearly lists, for more information, contact toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Didn't bother doing that. The ones who did contact me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com are already bought and paid for and in the tournament. They didn't question the date. Todd, I want to play. And they're in. Done. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Mr. Simpson. Adam playing in his second event. So many others. Mark Curatolo. It just goes on and on. Those who wasted my time questioning if I know how to read a calendar and didn't contact the specific contact in the email, as Probst would say, got nothing for you. Head back to camp. Yeah, that's the way this works. So I have room for one more twosome in this special event golf tournament, because I'm going to have some special guests in this golf tournament that are yet to be announced. Also, I'll go ahead and tell you, and this is common knowledge, I've never charged more than $99 for any of my golf tournaments. For those of you that play in golf events, that should resonate with you, because one of the reasons the Todd Wright Tour was created and grew was because these charity scrambles fleece golfers like us. And in most cases, not all, most cases don't care about us. All they want is our money, and that's it. They don't care about pace of play. They don't care about the quality of our golf experience. They don't care about being organized. They don't care about starting on time. They don't care about the quality of the event. And when they can't answer honestly about an issue with the tournament, they use the crutch, quote, it's for charity. So that gives you an excuse to suck with your event. It is still our money. Without it, you're not helping your charity. Make more of an effort. So that's why the Todd Wright Tour was created, because we have nothing to do with charity. We are for golfers. We are for local businesses that support golf and want those golfers to come into their businesses, like Glory Days Grill, for example. Spoke to them this morning. They provided some second place prizes for my two second place teams, Team Birch and Team Langford, at Todd Wright Tour 41. I could go on and on. I will stop right here. I care about the golf experience, and as a result of that, I'm offering a Lake Jovita tournament for $95 per player. And it includes, which I've never done before, every player in my tournament will get a brand new dozen of Callaway golf balls, courtesy of my friends at Design Craft Kitchen and Bath, with locations in Tampa and Nashville. Thank you, Jeff Hageman, longtime supporter of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. So your $95 not only gets you on Lake Jovita, gets you in a tournament, but also gets you a dozen new Callaway balls. If you are interested in playing in this event, please contact me as soon as possible. When the last twosome is sold, it is sold, it is gone. I am not expanding the field because I have a designated amount of golf balls to give away, and I do care about pace of play. We will be a shotgun start at 1 p.m. on May 15th at Lake Jovita on the North Course. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Speaking of pace of play, it's my last comment of this relatively short podcast. Also mentioned this on my social media recently. Yesterday, I was putting at West Chase Golf Club. Also got some wonderful FaceTime with Gabby, one of the beverage cart girls out there who has supported my events, has worked so hard for my players and my annual event at West Chase Golf Club. It was good to see her, and I just love their large putting green. You never know who you're going to run into. Out there, often run into Brett McMurphy. I ran into this gentleman in town for work from Pittsburgh. We were exchanging golf notes, talking about our experiences at Oakmont, which is up where he's from. I recommended some other courses in this area, and it was a nice day. And at one point, I looked over because the putting green is just across this small street from the first tee. And this foursome had just gotten on the first tee. And I just decided to watch the first player of this foursome hit his tee shot. Now, the first hole at West Chase is a short par four. It's roughly 340 yards from the championship tees. It has water protecting the entire right side, all the way down to the front of the green. So let's just call him Player A, steps up, playing the championship tees, and immediately plunks it in the water. Pulls out another golf ball, does the same thing, goes back to his cart. Player B steps up to the same tee, plunks his ball, pulls a ball out of his pocket, plunks that ball. Rinse, 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 rinse. Next cart, player C, let's call him, steps up, hits it. There's no splash. He goes back to his cart. Player D then stepped up, hit. Not sure, but he plays a second ball. And I thought that was it. I was like, wow. That was going to make my point. And then they kept doing it. By the time this foursome was finished, because I counted, and the gentleman from Pittsburgh watched with me, this foursome hit 11 balls off the number one tee at West Chase. 11 balls. At least four were in the water because I saw them splash. I'm guessing five, six, or seven ended up in the water. Why are they playing from the blue tees? These are the championship tees at West Chase. They run $66.99. This is a common problem in golf with pace of play. Based on what I saw, not all four of those players should be playing from the championship tees. There was a white tee box that was further up and further to the left, which would have helped at least player A and player B keep potentially a ball in play. The point being, play down in distance. Many golf courses now say this, that the colors to indicate their tee boxes are not for men, women, or ages. They are for your skill level. Guys, this isn't about how big you perceive your penis is. This is about the level of your golf game. And I pity whatever group was going out behind them because they were going to struggle and get as frustrated as Rahm and Koepka were behind Patrick Cantplay during the final round of the Masters. That doesn't happen in my golf tournaments, by the way. Pace of play is always a priority for me. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. If you'd like to join us for our two-person scramble golf tournament at Lake Javita. $95 per player includes a dozen Callaways from Design Craft Kitchen and Bath. May 15th, 1 p.m. I have one twosome remaining if you'd like to join us. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. For other comments on any of my podcasts, write.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast, and we'll talk to you next time.